We've heard a powerful speech in Parliament delivered by Jacinta Price. She's introduced legislation so the federal government continues with the alcohol bans in the NT. She says the NT government can't be trusted to make tough decisions. And she's detailed a shocking story about a family member who died in an alcohol-fuelled car crash.
My cousin was the only one to die in that crash. My husband accompanied me while I identified her body in the morgue. Our family remember all too clearly the horrific conditions in town camps before alcohol restrictions.
This is Jacinta Price using her voice in Parliament. She slammed Labor's decision to scrap the cashless debit card. She says it increased the availability of alcohol. And we said yesterday, it's only a matter of time until Anthony Albanese backflips on that disastrous decision. She called out the PM for only making a fly-in, fly-out visit to Alice Springs.
It was only until the Prime Minister was shamed by Sydney-based radio programs did this prompt his fly-in, fly-out visit to my hometown. It is not good enough that the Chief Minister of the Northern Territory requires the Prime Minister to step in for them to realise they got it dreadfully wrong.
And Jacinta Price made the point that she warned about the consequences of these policy changes, but she was ignored.
So when I speak to this bill, and I stand here as an Indigenous voice in Parliament, I am deeply offended. When it is suggested by others in this chamber that my actions are nothing more than political grandstanding.
She is a force to be reckoned with, Jacinta Price. We're lucky to have her in Parliament, and people need to listen to her, regardless of their political persuasion. Well done, Senator Jacinta Price.